is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want just by dialing in toll-free, this SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Going to start things out here, though, unusually with a guest. It's not really a show that features guests too often, but from time to time, something interesting occurs, and I just feel motivated. I feel inspired to have a certain person on, and I came across something just this afternoon from Carlos Galindo down in Phoenix. He sent me a couple of videos from his YouTube channel, Activista USA, where he apparently is in Maricopa County, which is the infamous zone of Joe Arpaio. Now, Mark, you've heard of Joe Arpaio, right? You recall who that is?
I don't know. Arpaio, is that an American name?
As much as any other name is American, I guess. But
isn't he the one that's putting the inmates in pink jammies?
He is putting people, human beings, in tents.
God, I like that. Convicts in pink jammies like that.
He's a sicko. He's twisted. He's one of the most corrupt sheriffs in America.
Sounds like a good American to me.
Well, we'll see about that. We've talked about him in the past, and this isn't specifically about him because, well, he's the sheriff, so Arpaio doesn't have to do the dirty work. He's not the guy with the boots on the ground. He's the guy that's wearing the suits and pulling the strings behind the scenes while his stormtroopers are handling the dirty work. And in this case, there was something going on at the I believe it's called the Gran Mercado, which is basically looked like a flea market from the footage that I saw. But we do have Carlos with us, and he is a talk show host down there. Now, Carlos, I was on your YouTube channel. Again, Activista USA, that's the channel. People can go and see the footage here. We've got some audio selections from what happened to you. But I was looking at your channel, and I saw that there was one with your daughter, and you're both very active down there. You use the term Latino. She uses the term, what was it? What's the appropriate term? I don't want to offend.
Latino, Hispanic, immigrants. I mean, I think what happens, the problem is the lines blur, especially for people like Arpaio. And so really it's all about if you're driving while brown. And I think that herein lies the issue.
Well,
driving while brown's a pretty serious offense.
What are we going to call you, Mark? Because you're not in your normal role tonight. What's your name tonight, Mark?
You can call me Tex.
Tex? All right, Tex. We apparently have Tex sitting in the studio here tonight. But it's not just driving while brown. I mean, down there where you are, certainly driving while black, I don't know what the percentage of black population is down there. That can be something. Also, driving while poor and white, driving around a beat-up car, usually not a good idea. So this is not something that's unique to Maricopa County. This is something that is going on across the country, where basically the police are bullies and they pick on people that they don't believe can fight back. So whether it's poor Hispanics or poor white people or whatever, they're not going to go after somebody driving a Lexus. Is basically tends to be how it works. Has that been your observation down there, Carlos?
Yes, and you're absolutely right, and that's just one. What I mentioned was one aspect of Joe Arpaio's, ideology is pursuing definitely the immigrants. Really, truly, if you examine Joe Arpaio, his whole thing is if it's going to make him popular, he's going to do it. So if tomorrow it was popular to chase Mark and Ian's around, then he would be chasing Mark and Ian's. However, in doing so, he's obviously violating people's rights. He's going to stop everybody who might, to him, look like a Mark and Ian. And so at that point, he's now violating people's civil rights because, in this case, they're looking for undocumented individuals and you have U.S. citizens who appear to be Hispanic, or are Hispanic, but they're U.S. citizens. So that's one issue. And like you said, the other issue, the fact that if you're poor, if you're in a neighborhood that's poor, they pull you over. They're abusive. And you've seen by the videos the terminology that they use. They demeanor you. Listen, they do this with me. I don't fit the mold of that individual. I drive an excursion. I wear shirt and tie, long sleeve shirt. I'm a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
However, once I confront them with my video camera, it pisses them off. It makes them angry, and that's where they start trying to treat me as they would somebody normally, but they kind of hold back a little bit because they think, you know, we don't know really who we're dealing with or what we're dealing with here. So I know every time I've had an incident with them, I'm on the cusp of being arrested.
That's just how it is, especially if you bring a camera out in front of the police. Up here, we're in New Hampshire, and Mark and I are both natives of Florida. But now we're here in New Hampshire, and we're here with this movement called the Free State Project, which is bringing thousands of liberty-minded people from around the country, around the world, all here to New Hampshire in order to get active. And what we found is that generally, if you tip the scales a little bit, if you bring a bunch of people, if you've got several people with you rather than it just being you, and in the videos, we'll play some of the audio in a moment here, but in the videos, it looks like it's just you and perhaps your either your wife or your daughter. I'm not sure who the other camera person was. But the more people you have, the more cameras you have, the more interesting and the dynamics of the situation begin to change. All that said, though, it hasn't stopped them from acting like thugs up here. We had a co-host on our program, Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go to his video channel on YouTube and see some of his work at Obscured Truth. But he was arrested for videoing using his video camera, professional video camera, in the public court lobby here in Keene, New Hampshire, and was held in jail for 58 days because he used his so-called right to remain silent, and he refused to give his name to these people. They had his fingerprints. They were able to identify him, but they claimed that because he wouldn't give his name on his own volition, that they couldn't let him out of jail. So they held him there for 58 days before they arbitrarily decided to just turn him loose. A handful of our other friends from MotorhomeDiaries.com were driving through Jackson County, Mississippi, and they were pulled over when one of them got out of their motorhome with a video camera to record what was going on with the police. That's when the police decided to escalate the situation and arrested all three of those guys. So this is it's an epidemic, and it's happening all around the country, but these video cameras are really helping because they're shedding light on these really criminal activities of these police officers. So I want to play some of this audio of what happened to you at the Gran Mercado there in Phoenix. But can you give us a little setup? What were you doing there? You had your camera there. What you were approaching the police. What were you there for in the first place? What was your purpose?
Okay, and you're right. We've set up a network of sorts. And what we do is if somebody gets a tip that the sheriff's office is exercising a raid, what they call a crime suppression sweep, interesting terminology. We call it a racial profiling raid. But when we get a tip, one of us goes out right away, or we send out one of our people to check it out and make sure we're not alarming people. But, you know, we want to check it out first. So I got the tip. I was getting ready to leave my home, and then my wife and I decided to go directly to the Gran Mercado, which, you're right, it's a swap meet type place, park and swap, but it's predominantly Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in an area that's a little bit rough, but it's a huge place, huge. So we get this tip. I come up, and we park. We go in, and we start asking where are the sheriffs at, and they said, well, they're all undercover. Well, they claim to be undercover.
Yeah.
They're in plain clothes. Let me clarify.
Right.
They're in plain clothes. And so we go and we find them in a booth, and they're ransacking a booth, so we start filming it.
Now, when you say they're ransacking, what are they trying to do? Because I know that when I was living down in Florida, there was a flea market up in Bradenton, and I was working there for a little while. And they would come around, and I don't know if it was the cops or if it was the sales tax enforcers, but, you know, they're all cops to me. They would come around and harass the booth operators to see if they had some, you know, sales tax information and if they were collecting, you know, doing their job for the gang and collecting the extractions from their customers, and they would harass them on that basis. They mentioned in your videos that this is about piracy, but is that the only thing they're doing there?
No, actually, they did indicate there was piracy. They let out a blurb that said that they were actually looking for pirated DVDs and CDs. However, about 3 hours later, they had a press conference in which they disclosed that they were actually doing a complete sweep of about a 10-mile radius.
We'll come back with more. Hang on, Carlos. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You will be able to call in about anything at all at 800-259-9231, should you choose that option. That is the point of the program tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Also, Tex might be joining us again here in a little bit.
That's right.
I don't really like Tex very much, but he's here. And we'll take your calls. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Internobs.com. I got to, like, we were redoing our kitchen and actually building a new kitchen, and my wife wanted, of course, the most expensive knobs and towel racks and all that other stuff. And I found out about InterKnobs.com, and we went there, and we got the wholesale prices on all these things that we found at the big box stores. And InterKnobs.com offers you, the listener, a additional 10% off their wholesale prices if you go to InterKnobs.com and use code FTL when you check out. They are extraordinarily helpful and friendly over there. It's InterKnobs.com, and use code FTL when you check out.
All right, we're back with Carlos Galindo. He is, he's got his own YouTube channel, Activista USA. He's an activist down south in the Phoenix area in Maricopa County, which is one of the most dangerous places to be because of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who may be the most corrupt sheriff, at least the most well-known corrupt sheriff in America. There are a lot of corrupt sheriffs, from what I understand, from what I hear. And so Arpaio's one of the big targets out there. And I do want to talk more about Joe Arpaio, Carlos, when we get a chance. But the reason I brought you on is because of the fact that you stood up for yourself against some of his foot soldiers, against the you know, the gangsters he has going around shaking down vendors at the local flea market there, the Gran Mercado. They are, and you, as you were saying, it was a 10-mile sweep. They were purportedly going in looking for music pirates, people that have, you know, downloaded music on the internet, burned them to a CD or something like that, or a movie, and selling it at their flea market booth. That was their purported reason for being there. But you were just telling us that later on you found out it was a 10-mile immigration sweep.
Right, exactly. And what was amazing is watching these folks, these bullies, going from booth to booth without a search warrant and intimidating these folks into allowing them into their areas and opening up boxes and pulling stuff out. I mean, it's just, it was an incredible to see the intimidation. When I was recording that, it pissed them off. It made them mad because they knew that somebody was watching, that somebody was watching, you know, their inappropriate actions, and that's what pissed them off, and that's when they started with this usual story. And I don't know if you're getting this up there, but the thing is, you stop videotaping because we have undercover officers. Excuse me, you're wearing a breast badge.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing a cap that says sheriff. It doesn't look like you're undercover. And then their tactic is, you know what? This is evidence. You taping this is evidence.
Right.
We have to take your camera.
Here, I'm going to play the first clip here, and you should be able to hear this when you're on the line with us. So let me roll this here, the first one where you approach these guys as they're shaking down somebody.
Hey, gentlemen. Radio Casa.
You can hear that, right? Just checking to make
sure.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Casa, media, can you tell us what's going on?
You know, you call our DIO. You want an official tape because you're taking evidence there. So
evidence by...
You're taking evidence. They say you can call our BIO, that's our public information officer, and
right.
Then they accuse you of taking evidence? I thought that was something the police did, was collect evidence.
Right. It's amazing, this new ideology, in order to be able to seize our cameras.
Right, and the idea that you know, you can't have evidence yourself in some kind of case. Only the police can collect evidence because they're the only ones that can do the right thing.
They're the violent monopoly.
Yeah, clearly you can't do the right thing. And this is what the idea of the First Amendment was about, the freedom of the press. The idea was to be able to keep an eye on the government, and the government really doesn't like eyes on them. I mean, bureaucrats, people paid by the government, they're kind of like roaches. When you turn the lights on, they try to run and hide, but they don't like it when you put lights on them. And here the police, you know, they're not liking being filmed.
Let me finish this clip here. Here we go.
There, so
evidence by taking a picture of you?
Yep.
I don't think so. I'm with the media, so.
Does Matt suggest you keep moving?
So you have no comments. So what's going on?
Nope. You talk to our PR.
So at that point, you kind of move away for a moment. You talk into your camera about what exactly is going on, and then another one of them approaches you.
Can you do me a favor? There's some undercover guys in there. I just prefer they don't get video.
But that's what they've told me before.
I'm just telling you.
And nothing says, nothing's posted. I'm not interfering with your investigation. In fact, I stepped over here.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, but I stepped over here away from you. So I've heard that undercover story before.
So apparently all the police have to do now to get people to stop recording them is just show up somewhere in a T-shirt and some pants and some jeans with a badge around their neck and claim to be undercover. And this is one of these guys actually claims in a moment that later on in the week he might be doing a drug raid or something like that, and that, you know, we should be concerned for his safety. Well, look, dude, maybe you should stop hurting peaceful people. Maybe you should stop working at a job that is throwing peaceful people, you know, people that have plants or chemicals on them in prison cells, and stop putting yourself in those dangerous situations, because it's the prohibition that puts these guys in danger. They don't have to be doing those things.
It's a catch-22. It really is a catch-22, and I know we want to stay focused on this particular incident, but just 2 weeks prior to, I had rolled up on them and filmed them. There was at least 30 units and about 45 Maricopa County Sheriff's Office officers, and they were briefing for a raid, and I pull up and start filming them, and they came at me like bulldogs, three on one side, three on the other side, and they started harassing me. One opens my door, the other one's saying, move on now, and I'm going, I can't move, the door's open, and he's going, I'm going to arrest you, last warning. So this is a catch-22 they put you in, and they love to play this, and you know that. Again, I think they just stopped short of it with me, maybe because they think, God, I don't know about this guy. But anybody else, believe me, Mark, Ian and Mark, they would have picked him up. They would have taken him down.
Oh, I do believe it, and I'm glad you didn't end up getting arrested in this particular instance. So you hang back a little bit, and then another one of the cops, because you stayed there, you didn't go away completely. So then another one of them comes up.
Are you taking pictures? We have to take your cameras out of here.
Well, if you take my camera, they're going to have a civil lawsuit against you.
Take your camera and see what happens.
What? I'm not concerned. I can't. I'm documenting. I'm with the media.
No, this doesn't work like that.
It's freedom of press.
Stop talking. No, it's not. It's an active investigation. You're collecting evidence. If you want me to take that, listen. You're talking. If I take that, you'll get it back from the investigation.
Okay, so when I talk, I can't talk. I can only listen
to
you?
That's exactly the way it works. We're not on the same level here. I'm up here, you're down here right now.
So that's how they feel, too.
We're not on the same level here. I'm up here, you're down here right
now. Yep, that's how it is. That's really how it is.
So it's them.
I got a badge. Shut up, citizen.
We'll do whatever we want, and you'll obey. That's pretty much
And you know what, Carlos? They're not real sure about that citizen thing when it comes to you.
What do you mean by that?
Right. No, absolutely not. It's appalling behavior. It's clearly a violation of my civil rights. And how many victims are there, Ian and Mark, that are just there at a place, maybe not even involved in any activity whatsoever, standing by looking, and they just grab them up and they snatch them up, and before you know it, you're in jail, you got a bond that you can't meet. You know, it's just abuse of authority, and this country is out of control.
Absolutely. And what I want,
there are dozens of people that have been exported, American citizens that have been kicked out of the country, and then they have to try to get back in. It's the craziest thing.
Carlos, you've got time to hang out with us for some more of this, right?
Sure,
all right, more with Carlos in moments here. Your questions for him as well at 800-259-9231. Talk show host Carlos Galindo with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words. But live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. If you've got a question for Carlos Galindo, he's a Latino talk show host from Phoenix, Arizona. He's with us here to talk about his confrontation with some of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's thugs, his foot soldiers. They call themselves police officers. But they're not doing anything peaceful. They're not doing any peace keeping or anything.
They may be
like
doing that, but
no, they're harassing
case.
People.
In this
no,
particular case.
So he's with us. He was at the Gran Mercado in Phoenix, and apparently the police make a regular habit of going around and harassing the vendors there. It's basically a very, very large flea market, hence the term Gran. So they're apparently going in and just intimidating people, which is what they're trained to do. They're trained to just kind of barge their way into situations and use their badge and their authoritarian demeanor to get people to give up their rights. They don't have to allow these police to search, but they may not know that they don't have to do those things. So part of the reason, Carlos, I wanted to have you with us here tonight, not just to play some of these clips and get your comments, but also to encourage people to do what I was suggesting earlier this week on our weekday program, and that is to just try saying no to these government people, to some of their demands. I like to encourage non-cooperation and civil disobedience, and I don't think that everybody should just jump into the deep end of this, but just try saying no once. You know, when the cops come up to the booth to demand your identification, try saying no. You know,
I'm not driving anything here.
Right. I don't have to show you my ID. In fact, you actually tried that at one point with the police, but the problem is people don't know that they can say no to the police. Don't you? Have you observed that to be the case?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. People are so they've been brainwashed. We have been brainwashed. Well,
yes.
Some of us have put that ideology aside, and we say no more, no more. But let me tell you, it is a brainwash. They tell you, well, I'm law enforcement, I'm the authority. You will do as I say, period. And we have the right to question. We have the right to question authority. Look, we can respect authority when it's being done as due process, but when somebody is coming and harassing you and trying to intimidate you and being a bully, you have the right to say no. It ends here. You're violating my civil rights. You're violating my space. Get away from me. No way. And until a lot of us, all of us, start doing this, it's going to, the abuse is going to continue.
That's why it's so
difficult.
That's why I agree with you completely, and that's why I'm glad you're down there setting the example as to how to handle this stuff. And it's not easy. I still need more practice at it myself. It's very difficult when you're face to face with someone who's got a gun on their hip or a taser and they're willing to use it on you. It's not an easy situation. But the fact is, the more you get into those situations, the better off you'll be, the cooler you'll be about it. One of the tips that I like to suggest, and I'm still working on it myself, is asking questions instead of answering them. When whoever is asking the questions tends to be winning in a confrontation, in an adversarial confrontation like that, and the police are trained to ask questions. That's why it's good for us to try to turn whatever their questions are back around on them. But let me get back to some of these audio clips here, and then I want to take a phone call from somebody that I guess wants to take issue with this your situation here. But we will go. You don't mind taking calls from whoever, right, Carlos?
Not at all. Bring it on.
All right, great. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So you had approached this booth. The cops said, go away. We've got undercover officers here, even though all of them had their badges slung around their necks and were obviously police and doing nothing to try to hide their faces. You're taking pictures in a public place. Or you're on, I guess, private property in the flea market, but I'm sure the owners would not have minded you being there. There was no prohibition on photography from the owners of the property. So
I was asked to go there by the owners as well.
Excellent.
I called them, told them what was going on. I know the owners, and they said, go, Carlos, go and document.
Even better.
What's going on. I've got a reporter on their way as well.
So the cops wanted you to step away. You did step back. You stepped across the aisle there, and then another one approaches you and really just lays it out. He tells it like it is because he thought he was going to be able to get your camera from you to delete whatever it is that you were recording. In fact, he did try to do that, but you used the magic of technology and undelete, I imagine, to undelete his deletion, or somebody did, because it ended up getting posted on your YouTube channel, Activista USA. And so let me continue this man as he attempted to verbally assault you here.
We're not on the same level here. I'm up here, you're down here right now.
So I'm less than you.
No, you're going to listen to me, or I'm going to take your camera, and you can keep running your mouth and take you to jail. Okay?
I'm not interfering with you.
You cannot document an active investigation.
I wonder, would he have charged you with a charge of running your mouth had he actually taken you to jail, or would it have been one of their favorites, like disorderly conduct? They love that one.
Yeah, I really, at that point, I knew that it was escalating. I was going to stand my ground, but when I finally did shut the thing off, my wife was a little ways away. She caught, as you know, with a second camera, quite a bit of it as well, quite a bit of the aftermath.
Yep.
However, what she wasn't able to catch is him saying to me, let me have the camera. And me saying, no, let me have the camera. No. And he says, I'm going to take it from you. At that point, I'm thinking, definitely this guy's going to tackle me. He's not just going to do a pull and tug thing like two kids yanking on a candy. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to hand it to him. I'm just going to hold it in my hand. And he reached out and grabbed it out of my hand.
Here, we'll continue the clip here.
An active investigation. Otherwise, that becomes evidence, and we'll take it.
Can I document the officers that are walking around? I'm not documenting.
Let me ask you, if you're working in undercover capacity, do you want people taking pictures of your face?
Well, you guys aren't undercover, though. You don't have your face covered.
Would you want somebody taking pictures of your face?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, if you don't want pictures being taken of you, don't appear in public. If you're an undercover officer, for whatever reason,
the hell out of the flea market.
Right, you don't want your cover blown? What are you doing out in public where people can see you? You could be photographed by any number of security cameras or who knows what else. Just a quick question, Carlos. What kind of camera was your wife using? Was it like a pen cam or something really small?
No, actually, she had a regular camera, and what she was doing is just holding it still, just kind of not trying to point it right at him, but holding it in front of her like if she's just standing there watching. But she had it running on video, so that's why we were able to capture the comments afterwards.
Let's continue this.
Yeah, if I'm out in the open. Well, sir, this is my camera.
Give me your camera. Give me your camera.
So you're not going to allow me to shut it down and go ahead and go?
And that's the point at which you did turn your camera off because, again, it's getting scary. They're more than happy to, you know, tackle you, hurt you, take you to Tent City. And then, of course, Tent City is where it's, you know, Phoenix, so it's pretty hot out right now, where they just basically leave human beings out in these tents 24 hours a day, you know, and feed them the most grueling slop you can possibly
imagine. Don't forget that they shoot them if they try to go away, try to leave.
There's that, too.
You know, you're not exaggerating. I get chills when you talk about Tent City. Literally, at this time of the year, it's hitting 140, 150 degrees. Think about it. In those tents, and yes, the slop they feed them is absolutely slop. It's a mixture of stuff that they actually put in pans and let it harden and cut it into cubes, and that's what they give them. With water, and he says, our pile says it has all the nutrients they need.
It's disgusting.
All the vitamins they need, that's good enough.
We've read stories from people that have actually been in Tent City on the air. I want to go to Chris. He's got some, I guess, an issue that he wants to take with this. Chris, calling from Richmond, Virginia. You're on with Carlos. Chris in Richmond, going once. Chris in Richmond, going twice.
Guess
Can Chris.
You hear me?
Oh, he is there. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Just super, Chris. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to y'all. I'm kind of curious as to why this local station carries y'all. It's really outrageous what y'all are saying.
What's outrageous?
Well, just the slander that you all are laying on the police officers. I'm a recovering drug addict for 20 years, and you all must still be getting high. That's the only thing I can figure.
So
I
you think
y'all must still be getting high?
Let me see if I can understand.
I don't smoke pot.
Let me see if I can understand you here, Chris. You're saying that people shouldn't criticize the police; that the police should just be able to go and harass whoever they want to.
That's not what I said. I said the way that y'all are slandering these people, y'all must still be using dope.
What's the slander? Do you want to get specific?
The slander is in our country, if the police get out of line. There are ways to make sure that they pay.
Really?
Whatever they are,
very darn effective.
I'll tell you what, Chris,
I'm going to give you a fair shake. I'm going to hang on to you, okay? I'm going to bring you back. Carlos, you're going to stick with us, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Mas con Carlos in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue. is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Though, if you got a question for Carlos Galindo, he is on the line with us. He's a Latino talk show host from the Phoenix, Arizona area and was recently harassed, actually more than once, by the sheriff's deputies from Joe Arpaio. Perhaps you've heard of him. We'll get back to that here in moments. First,
I want to tell you about the vitamin I've been taking here for the last couple of months. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. You can go ahead and get a free week of this at by calling 1-800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. So just go ahead and call them at 800-219-8874. They'll give you a free week to try it out. That's all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling.
Carlos was down in the Gran Mercado in Phoenix as the police were harassing shopkeepers there, and he tried to videotape. The police told him to go away. They didn't want to be videotaped, even though they're in a public place, even though he'd been asked to come there by the owners of the marketplace. And then shortly after he was asked to stop, they came up and demanded that he hand over the camera. They proceeded to delete the footage. And we have apparently one of the defenders of the police. Chris is on the line with us here. Chris calling from Richmond. You're back on with Carlos Galindo. Now, Chris, go ahead and continue making your point. You were saying that we are slandering the police by talking about how we wanted to have the ability to record them. I'd like you to make your point clear.
Well, I think that, they're the police are good people. They have bad.
Well, wait a minute.
Like
how can you wait? I'm going to stop you right there.
No, hey. Don't interrupt. You want me to make my point?
Wait a minute. They're
interrupt.
Not good people, sir. They're hurting peaceful people. That's
some
not a good
are,
thing.
Some police are. Some police aren't.
Some are good. Some are not.
Hey, if I got a drug dealer versus a cop, and I want one of them to do me wrong, I'll take the cop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, let me explain it to you. If you stop interrupting. Can you stop interrupting for a second?
We haven't said anything.
Stick
go
it in
on,
your
sir.
Butt.
No, you've been interrupting me. When I start saying something,
all right,
you
go ahead with your explanation. We don't have all night.
Okay, well, I don't have all night either. What I'm trying to say is there are good people on both sides. You all get high. I'm sure some of y'all are great people. But I guarantee you that the police don't like it. They want to try to stop it. They got good reasons for it.
Why?
When the police take an action, they're doing it to try to protect people. You all don't
protect
believe
who?
That, and I'm sorry you don't, but I disagree with you. And the bottom line is, I think you're still on drugs. And if you're on drugs, you're not going to want the police on your side. And I would suggest,
yes,
I would highly suggest, no, really, I would highly suggest that you go to the police department has to ride around with the police officer.
Chris, I've done that, actually. I've done that.
You can,
Chris, thank you. Chris, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, allow Carlos to respond, but I've actually done that. If you go and you search police ride-along Keen on YouTube, you'll find a 5-6-part video with me riding along with the police, having a conversation with a police officer who actually understands that the war on drugs should come to an end. Somebody who, he's not a member of law enforcement against prohibition, but he should be. Carlos, your thoughts on that?
I think Chris is clearly one of those individuals who was a drug addict that thinks once he cleans up his act, he's got to take the ultra conservative view and he's got to give a free ride or a pass to any police officer just simply because they wear a uniform, they carry a badge and a gun. Wrong again. You cannot allow police officers to violate people's rights. And he says that there's a system which will reprimand or take care of officers who are rogue or out of control.
Nonsense.
Wrong again. That's the problem. There is no checks and balances.
Nope.
And those that were supposedly set up are manipulated by those same officers and their superiors. So that's
we see
what's
a time
there.
And time again all across the country where a police officer will be accused of doing anything from, you know, forcing sex on a woman that he's pulled over to killing somebody, to harming somebody, beating somebody.
Don't
all
forget
kinds
the innumerable dogs that get shot.
Killing people's dogs. All kinds of different horrific things that they've done to people who did not deserve any of it. And what always happens, 99.9% of the time, is the police department comes out and says, well, don't worry, we're investigating this. And then months down the road, if you ever hear anything about it again, it's always, well, our investigation turned up that they were doing everything by the book. No problems here. Okay, we'll just reinstate you after we've given you this 2-week paid vacation, which is what they tend to do. They barely ever suspend the cops without pay, so they suspend them with pay, which gives them several weeks off, and they get full payment in that time period. And then, you know, down the line, they're still working at the same job, and they eventually will collect their pension. And it's called the Thin Blue Line. It's the brotherhood. They wrap around themselves. They protect one another, and they're completely insulated. We can complain all we want to, but as long as we keep paying property taxes, they'll keep getting, they'll keep getting their paychecks.
Absolutely. And I got to make a point here. And for full disclosure, I was married to a woman who worked for the sheriff's office for 20 years. You don't think I understand the ins and outs of who they are and what they are? Her point of view, she was appalled every day of what she saw going on in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Mm.
I mean,
only
a wedge between us.
I can only imagine some of the things that she told you. I'd like to play just a little bit more of these wonderful service-oriented people that are just out trying to help us. Here's their attitude with you when once you shut the camera off. Here's some of the audio, which again, people can go and see the full videos. Get everything at Activista USA on YouTube. That's the channel. Here goes some more.
Okay, you're standing here filming me when I'm talking to you.
Right.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll take it. So you don't jeopardize, because I'm a detective. I don't need my face on the media and get shot in a drug house because you feel like it's your right to film somebody.
Stay out of people's houses,
okay?
Then.
So I'm going to take your camera. My investigation's over. Then
when
give
is
the
your
camera.
Investigation
when it's over?
Over,
you'll be contacted. I'll give you a receipt for it. They'll contact you.
Whenever
you
I say. And I have no choice in no. Contacting...
No, you can call your lawyer, call whoever you want. Doesn't matter.
Did you hear what he said there?
Sure, call whoever you want, because it doesn't matter.
That's exactly what
he said.
He
can do whatever the heck he wants, because nobody can do anything about it, because he's got sovereign immunity. He has the law on his side.
Later on, one of the cops says, well, you can just file a lawsuit against me. No, you can't. They're untouchable. I mean, has anybody ever had success with that you know of, Carlos?
No, and hopefully I'm going to be one of those that's going to start changing that. There's been a couple lawsuits here. There's been settlements with Maricopa County. But let me tell you, what I did is I called 911. When he
yes.
took my camera, I called 911.
Yeah.
I called the Phoenix Police Department.
Did that happen? Did that actually do anything? We've tried that here, and they just, they sent a cop out once, and he basically turned around and walked away after he saw what was going on.
Well, the idea for me was, when I call 911, obviously that conversation is being recorded. I'm telling them what's going on, and it somewhat makes them step back a little bit, because they now know there's another department, law enforcement agency involved, and so obviously if they totally blow it, that law enforcement agency in public is not going to if they act upon, you know, violating my rights or hitting me, beating me, they're not going to protect them blatantly if they do it in front of them in public. So that was the strategy here, and that's what we've been doing is we call 911 and say, I'm being harassed. Well, I think it's the American Procurement Service Office. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I want you out here.
Yeah.
And they have responded.
At the very least, it gives you a little bit of cover. Like you say, you know, they're probably recording it. Here in New Hampshire, we have the Porcupine 411, which is a phone system we've set up. This may be something that will ring familiar to you, or maybe it's an idea you can run with down there. But
basically,
what happens is there's a phone line set up. The activists have this number. For me, I hold the P button on my phone, and it dials this. And then seconds after you connect, you can leave a message that's up to, I don't know, several 15 minutes in length or something like that. You can leave a very long message that essentially allows you to record what's happening at the scene of whatever it is that's going down.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then when you hang up the phone, that message is distributed via email to and to smartphones to whoever subscribed to the list. So usually what will happen is if an activist gets into something with the police, they'll call in and say, you know, this is so-and-so, I'm at this location, this is what's happening. Hang up, that message goes out to everybody. Then they call back and they record the scene, and it's a really great way to, at the very least, get the audio out. I mean, if they steal your camera, if they, you know, they take your equipment, by that point, it's already out of their hands. They can't do anything about that that audio feed.
I don't know why they would want to. I don't understand why the police would want to take
someone's... Because they're acting like thugs.
Well, why would they act like thugs? They're here to protect us. Why would they want to take someone's camera away? Why would they want to not be recorded? I mean, really... We pay taxes to these people, and they don't want to be recorded?
Judge Napolitano has said the camera is the new gun, and it's a very dangerous tool for their legitimacy. It's a dangerous tool for us to use against them, and it doesn't allow them to respond with violence, but it really exposes them for the violent people that they are and the intimidating, scary people that they are. Carlos, this is going so well. I'd love to hold you over if we could into hour number two. Is that possible?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back. There's more audio here that it's just so revealing. Because remember, these cops thought they'd shut off the camera at this point. They didn't realize Carlos, his wife was there with another camera recording the entire thing. So what do the cops say when they don't think they're being recorded? We'll share some of that with you here in a few moments. Activista USA is his YouTube channel. You can see the videos there. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.